Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mail Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mail Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. U.S. servicemen and women and National Park Service officials gathered at Pearl Harbor on Monday to remember those killed in the Japanese attack 79 years ago on December 7th, which President Franklin D. Roosevelt called a date which will live in infamy. Elderly survivors, however, stayed home to pay their respects from afar to avoid health risks from the coronavirus pandemic. Admiral John Aquilino, commander of the Pacific Fleet, says the heroes that responded to the attack on December 7th will never be forgotten.
Today, a grateful nation reflects upon those who went above and beyond. We honor their service. We remember their sacrifice. And we pledge to continue striving for a better and safer world.
In his first public comment since his personal attorney Rudy Giuliani tested positive for the coronavirus, President Trump says the former New York mayor is doing well.
No temperature, and he actually called me early this morning. It was the first call I got. Now he's doing very well. That's another champion. Greatest mayor in the history of New York, and what he's doing now is more important.
Mr. Trump spoke with reporters at the White House this afternoon. More restrictions put in place because of fears of COVID-19 transmission in California, but some businesses wonder if they'll survive this latest shutdown. At a news conference, California Health and Human Services Secretary Dr. Mark Galley says he knows residents are frustrated.
We know some of them are required to make sure we get through the surge as quickly as possible and saving as many lives and preventing as many infections as we possibly can.
More than 80% of the state's residents are under orders not to leave their homes for at least the next 3 weeks, except for essential purposes. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010. Or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010. Or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores. And how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn.
It's 3:04. This KFTQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Nevada's coronavirus positivity rate is now over 21%, setting records for COVID-19 cases in the Silver State. Over the weekend, added positive tests brought the total number of COVID-19 cases statewide to more than 168,000. The weekend numbers broke a number of negative benchmarks for the state, including the highest number of new cases in a day, most deaths in a week, and the number of COVID-19 hospitalizations. Here in Clark County, nearly 128,000 cases have tested positive, with more than 1,800 deaths. Well, the recount has begun. Clark County Commission District C candidate Stavros Anthony asked for and got the Clark County Commission last week, who certified the former Nevada Secretary of State Ross Miller as the winner, officially beating Anthony by 10 votes. There were some 139 identified voting discrepancies. The manual recount began this morning, and it could take all week. Anthony will pay an estimated $80,000 to get that recount accomplished. Congress is nearing an agreement on the COVID-19 relief bill, which would provide an extra $300 in federal unemployment benefits. However, the $1,200 direct payment to most Americans, not this time.
KFTQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
We're getting some heavy volumes as you work your way through the resort area of the 15, north at Sahara, south past Flamingo. Those lane restrictions continue up there in North Las Vegas, both directions on the 15. That is between Craig and Cheyenne.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local for a Monday, an abbreviated show today. We've got the Niners and the Buffalo Bills coming up at 5 o'clock, so we'll be on with you for 2 hours, the full three-hour dose tomorrow. The big news of the day, I guess, around the country is in California, the People's Republic of California, where 84% of that state is in a stay-at-home order, essentially a lockdown. And what does it all mean? Victor Jakes wrote about that very thing just a couple of days ago. Hospitals suggest Sisalex lockdowns are ineffective. And Victor Jakes joins us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Victor, this stay-at-home order from Gavin Newsom, everybody here is fearing that, that our governor may do the same thing. He always seems to do the same thing as Gavin Newsom. What do you make of what Gavin Newsom's already done? 84% of the state is essentially in lockdown.
Well, he's panicking. I mean, I think that's what we've seen with all these governors is they've had a plan. You know, they've said, look, if you wear a mask, if you social distance, the virus will go away. You know, give it 2 weeks, give it 2 months, give it 8 months. Okay, now everyone just stay inside your house. And, yeah, maybe panic's not the right word. Maybe it's just a power grab, and they enjoy exercising power, and of course don't feel the need to follow their own restrictions since they understand the science of it and understand who's at risk and who's not. But it's a dramatic overreach of government authority, and for what? If your plan worked, the virus would be gone because we've been doing it for 8 months. But, you know, you'll never get that level of honesty from politicians.
What are you seeing now? We are, 10 days in, couple of weeks in to a three-week, quote, pause from Governor Sisolak. What are the numbers telling you?
Well, it's not working. I mean, that's the thing. It's very obvious that it's not working. Nevada's number of cases are, you know, at the highest ever on both a raw number and then on a, per capita number. I fully expect that he is going to come out within the week and say that Christmas is canceled, that, you know, you shouldn't get together for Christmas. And I think there just has to be some honesty that, you know, his plan has not worked. He has promised us, what his bargain was, is you give him your freedom and he will stop the virus. And he sees power and the virus is rampaging out of control. We deserve some honesty of just, you know, my plan didn't work. Let's try something else because we know that your plan is not working.
Well, and just remember, one of the bargains he tried to strike with the people of Nevada, you do what I ask and I'll open the schools. Well, that doesn't look like that's going to be happening anytime soon, does it?
No, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, right before the election, you know, as I think there were some concerns that Trump would do well here or better than he did, he came out and said, oh, it's time to open the schools. I mean, it's been time to open the schools for 6 months. I mean, actually, in April and May, it was obvious that schools were not a main source of transmission. And so he's been kind of, you know, talking about, well, there are mental health negative consequences for children because the schools aren't open. Obviously, that's the case. What should have been the most shocking moment, I think, of this whole thing is when Governor Sisolak said an 8-year-old student had committed suicide. And if that just doesn't stun you beyond belief, I don't know what will. Look, we've got to open the schools. I mean, I've been hearing statistics, something. Yeah, I think you're 1,000 times more likely to die if you're 75 and catch coronavirus than if you're a school-aged child. The coronavirus is less deadly than the seasonal flu for elementary students. This isn't even a question. I mean, I don't understand how you look at the data and say schools shouldn't be open. I mean, of course they should be open. And the damage that's being done, I mean, it's just devastating to think about. And we won't know the full extent of it for decades.
Want to switch gears. Your latest column, Sisolak's new Green New Deal, would be a disaster for Nevada. I read about, I don't know, 15 pages of it, and then people commenting on it. And I still don't quite know, other than it just does not sound like it's good for Nevada and for so many of our industries. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, kind of take us through the column a little bit as to what you found?
Yeah, I mean, Nevada, Sisolak is basically wanting to impose the Green New Deal, and some of it he thinks he can do by fiat, and some of it's going to need some acts of the legislature. But one thing that's not getting enough attention is he wants to adopt California's vehicle standards, emission standards, for the 2025 model year, which is in 4 years from now. And, you know, you hear that, you go, oh, California's doing it, but what does that mean? And you dig into it, and they are requiring, by 2025, model year 2025, the end of 2024, that 22% of their vehicles be zero-emission vehicles. And I want people to understand, zero-emission vehicles is not a hybrid. It is not a plug-in hybrid. It is only a vehicle, like a Tesla, that doesn't have a gas engine, that emits nothing, you know, has no emissions. Around 2% of vehicles in Nevada right now, new vehicles being sold, are zero emissions. So in the next 4 years, he wants to increase that tenfold. He wants to force, you know, car dealers to buy and try and sell vehicles that people aren't wanting in the name of trying to stop climate change. And, I mean, look, if he hasn't noticed, it's a big world out there. And whatever Nevada does, for good or bad, is going to have almost no marginal effect on the climate, even if you completely buy into the climate hysteria. And he's going to significantly try and remake Nevada's economy, and I think that's going to have a host of negative consequences.
And tell me how it would work, though. I can go to Utah and buy myself a nice big gas guzzler. Does this mean I wouldn't be able to bring it into the state?
No, you can do that. I mean, basically, it's just going to be really hard for car dealers because they're going to have to buy. And there is a credit system that gives them a little bit of flexibility, but, 22% of their vehicles, after you account for the credits, are going to have to be zero-emission vehicles. And that, there's no way to force people to buy those. As you said, people go to Utah, they can go to Idaho, they can go to Arizona. And so what you're probably going to see is car dealers just having to eat vehicles that no one wants or that people are much less likely to want. And how do they afford that? They could increase the price on the cars that people do want. But basically it's the government stepping into the market and telling people this is what you need to buy.
Now, stupid question. Solar panels. They became very popular because the government subsidized them. Are there subsidies that you know of on emission free automobiles? I mean, is there some sort of
that's a great question, and that's proposed. So one of the things that they talk about is, these cars are more expensive. People aren't wanting to buy them. What can we do? Well, we can pass a state subsidy. And so what you're talking about is you're talking about a subsidy for upper middle class people, for rich folks who are in a position to buy these cars and take advantage of the subsidies paid for by everyone else. I mean, so, the Democrat Party likes to talk about, we're for the 99%. I mean, subsidies for electric vehicles is a gift from the lower and middle class to the upper class who can afford these vehicles and who wants these vehicles. There's no other way around it. It's terrible public policy, and it's regressive.
That's incredible. More coming up with Victor Jenks, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The Economic Forum. If you don't know what the Economic Forum is, we'll fill you in on that. But they checked in last week, and what does it mean for the future of our state, not just in the year 2021, but in 22 and maybe even 23. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. So much to do. And don't forget, an abbreviated show today because we've got 49ers football, 49ers and the Bills on Monday Night Football coming up at 5 o'clock. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
New schedule, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up weekday morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you from 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk, noon to 2. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
Hey, it's Pat Casale with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period running through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
Have you mixed your pain meds, your sleep meds, your allergy meds? Call the Poison Helpline. Has your child eaten a tube of toothpaste, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, an insect? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Short show today. 5 o'clock we'll have the Niners and the Bills Monday Night Football. Yeah, it's going to be fun. Great to have you with us. Victor Jenks joining us, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And Victor, last week, the what is called the Economic Forum got together, checked in with the governor and with the legislature. First of all, what is the Economic Forum for those who don't know? Who the hell are they? Are they elected? Are they, what's their deal? And what did they say that's going to impact us for the next, well, year, 2 years, maybe even 3 years?
Well, the Economic Forum is a group of economists and experts who get together and predict how much revenue Nevada will have to spend over the next 2 years. And this is actually a really good system because what you'll see in other states is, you know, when people want to spend a little more, they just kind of project that they're, oh, there'll be another $200 million to spend. And you know, this is a much better system. This is the estimate, which came in about 12% under where we were 2 years ago. You know, this is the estimate the governor is going to have to use to create a budget, and then there'll be another forum in May, and that will give the final numbers that will be binding on the legislature and the governor. And so what this basically says is, you know, there's going to be some reductions, some real cuts, not the fake cuts where, you know, the government doesn't get to spend as big of an increase as they wanted, but actual reductions from the budget that was passed 2 years ago.
Are they usually accurate, these this Economic Forum thing?
You know, they do a pretty good job. I mean, obviously, they're not perfect by any means, but, I mean, really, this is, I think, one of the best systems in the country. And, you know, they've acknowledged the uncertainty that the next 2 years have, especially for a place like Vegas, you know, where if the virus comes back and we lose conventions for another 18 months, well, then their projections are going to be off. But, you know, if they, you know, as they project, the vaccine is widely available in 6 months, and then, you know, conventions kind of slowly come back after that. I think the prediction looked pretty good.
One of the things that struck me is that they're saying that this may not just go into 21, but it may go into 22, and it might even go into 23. Is that a fairly accurate portrayal of where we are, the snapshot of where we are?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think if you look at conventions, you know, that's something you know, first of all, it takes time to plan. You can't just turn around and next week have a massive convention. No one really can plan a convention, I would say, in Vegas for really the next 6 months, because you just don't know what Governor Sisolak's going to do. You don't know what's going to happen with the virus. And if you're planning it, you're probably looking at Texas compared to Nevada or a place like Texas, just because you feel like it's more likely that your convention will actually happen. And so that's really going to, you know, hurt Vegas. I mean, it's going to be devastating for Vegas. And then the other thing is, you know, I think conventions are important, and obviously there's value, but it's something where if times are tough, you can cut back on it for a year or two, and I think that's what you're going to see, you know, quite a bit of is reductions in business travel. And so even if the tourism market rebounds strongly, and I think it really will, the convention business is going to lag it.
The Stavros Anthony recount has begun. They began it today. It will go perhaps as long as Friday. 10 votes is not a lot when you consider 150,000 votes cast. What kind of recount? Is this just putting the ballots back in the machine or what?
Yeah, basically. I mean, they're just going back through and making sure everything was counted correctly. They didn't miss anything. I mean, obviously, as you said, when you've got that many ballots and, you know, people are people, you know, they just want to make sure everything added up correctly. I think the larger concern is, you know, obviously the 139 discrepancies that the registrar can't account for, and then just the broader picture of, you know, how much voter fraud was there. And, you know, we aren't going to know that, obviously, within the next week, if ever. This recount is really just that, a recount of what they already have.
And speaking of voter fraud and things like that, how much of a chance do you give the president if he gets before the Nevada State Supreme Court?
Almost none. I mean, I just, you know, the courts are not really, you know, they certainly don't want to overturn the results of the election, and I think that's actually correct. I mean, you certainly don't want a, you know, a judge saying, you know, this election wasn't valid. So what you have, and, you know, obviously the Trump's case got dismissed in the lower court, is basically you have dueling experts. You know, the Trump campaign says, you know, look, we compared databases of dead people and people who moved, and we found all, you know, this massive list of suspicious votes. And the, you know, the Democrats have this expert who said, well, voter fraud never happens, and, you know, don't worry about it. And the judge went with that expert. And so, you know, the hard thing is that in 3 weeks, you know, to try and identify even hundreds of people who would have voted illegally is, I mean, basically impossible. And so I think, you know, that's the problem for the Trump campaign, is they've identified some stuff that's really suspicious and I think concerning. But to be able to say, well, this is the person, and to do that in such a short time frame is just a, I mean, really an impossible burden. I think that's what we've seen actually coming out of this, is that, look, if you cheat successfully, and I'm not saying that cheating happened in Nevada, just that it certainly could have, given the lack of safeguards. If you cheat successfully, you're going to get put into office. And that's a terrifying thought. And I think it's actually, you know, to the president's credit that he's fighting this, doesn't always do it in the way I, you know, think is the most helpful, but it's worth fighting, because, you know, if you have an insecure system and you never stand up to it, it's just going to be insecure in 2 years.
Tell me about the makeup of the state Supreme Court.
I'd say it leans a little to the left. You know, they're big. The thing that they're most known for is avoiding tough decisions on some sort of procedural grounds or, you know, not creating precedent. And so they're going to have ample opportunity to do that here, to just say, you know, look, you know, basically, we're not going to dig into the weeds. This expert says there's no voter fraud, there's no voter fraud. And, you know, the Trump campaign, you know, their request was that the electors go to Trump, obviously. But the problem is that even if you show suspicious votes, and even if you show fraudulent votes, I mean, you can't say that all those votes went for Biden, therefore Trump should get the electoral votes. I think the, you know, the most you can say is, look, the election is contested, and you can't sit Nevada's electors. And, you know, Nevada with only six electoral votes was certainly not going to be decisive in whether Biden wins or not.
And the state Supreme Court, is it generally a liberal or a conservative court, or do they cut pretty much down the middle?
I mean, I'd say they lean a little to the left.